There are programs in many New Hampshire communities for those in need, but it's not always easy for people to get to where those services are. That's exactly the problem the new director of the Nashua Soup Kitchen and Shelter is trying to tackle. Michael Reinke took over at the nonprofit last month. He's hoping to find ways to get meals out to people in the area who can't get to the soup kitchen itself. I spoke with Reinke recently and began by asking him how he thinks the city as a whole is doing in addressing the issue of food insecurity.
Well, we've actually been, comparatively speaking, we've been doing really well. So one of the fantastic things about the Nashua Soup Kitchen and Shelter is we do have a food pantry that's serving as many as 100 families on any given day or 500 families a week. That's huge. We're really getting out there, and we have a great relationship with our local grocery stores. You know, whether it's Hannaford's or Target or Trader Joe's or Walmart or Whole Foods, we have a truck that's going around and getting the surplus food, the food that they can't sell, bringing it, and we're able to give it away to families who are, again, food insecure. Yeah. So we have a good supply chain. We have a good process for getting the people the food. The problem really is a logistic problem. How do we get food into communities where people don't have access to reliable transportation? Maybe they have some mobility issues. So one of the things, if you look at the different neighborhoods in Nashua, whether that's French Hill or Crown Hill or the Tree Streets, you'll find convenience stores just about every other block. But if you go into that convenience store, and there's nothing wrong with the owner, but they're looking for things that have long shelf life. So they're selling chips, they're selling candy, they're selling beer, they're selling cigarettes and lottery tickets. If you want to get a yogurt, you're going to have to look far and wide to be able to get that yogurt.
So you've talked about wanting to bring the organization services to people around the community instead of them having to get to the soup kitchen. And in many cases, like you said, probably can't. What kinds of changes do you have in mind?
Well, I'm thinking about how do we develop partnerships? Maybe it's with that convenience store. Maybe it's with a church in the area. Maybe it's with someplace that's always open, for example, a fire station. And say, if we were to partner with our supply chain to bring fresh produce to this area, maybe to do prepackaged meals and put it in, you know, one of those slide top refrigerator freezers that you had, we got ice cream out of when you were a kid, and locate that in the fire station, in the church, in the convenience store, so that a family can come along and say, gee, you know what, I can't make it all the way to Shaw's or Hannaford's or Market Basket, but right here in my neighborhood, there's a place where I can make sure I'm getting fresh fruits and vegetables, where I can purchase a prepared meal that's healthy, low in sodium, low in sugar, and tastes good for myself and my family. That's how we can increase access to good, healthy food and make sure that the health problems that are related to not having enough to eat, we can bring those costs down, make sure that we have kids healthy for going to school.
How do you do that? How do you strike a balance with a shop owner who needs, obviously, to make a profit in order to do this and offer you the space? And how do you offer the logistics on your end? I imagine it takes more time and more staff.
It's going to have to be a partnership with a variety. We can't just do it on our own. We're going to need to develop partnerships with people like Meals on Wheels, like E86, which is an organization that's trying to make sure that kids have food to get through the weekend. So we need partnerships with organizations like those, with the food pantries around town. It's going to be hard for any one organization. It's going to be hard for the Nashua Soup Kitchen and Shelter to be able to solve this big, hairy, audacious problem by ourselves. But I believe that if we partner with these organizations, partner with the mayor, partner with people who say, I mean, just about everybody believes that kids should have enough food to eat. And if we all come together, I believe that there are resources in our community to be able to solve this problem.
Do you have a model that you've seen elsewhere in the country that you'd want to replicate here?
There is an organization down in North Carolina called Food Runners that actually has a mobile truck, you know, like a food truck, that will go out to different neighborhoods, and they'll say, any kid in the neighborhood can come and get a meal tonight and maybe even take a meal home for tomorrow night. So maybe we want to take that model to be able to say, there's a food truck going to, again, in Nashua, French Hill, Crown Hill, the Tree Streets and other areas where we know there are kids that don't have enough to eat. And we say, on Tuesdays, we're going to be in Crown Hill. Wednesdays, we're going to be in French Hill. Thursdays, we're going to be in the Letter Streets. And kids know that they can go there and make sure they're going to have a meal for that evening.
The Nashua Soup Kitchen and Shelter's new director, Michael Reinke. Thank you for the time.
Great. Thank you so much.